Random Facts coming up later this hour. We'll also have a conundrum with a $10 Safeway Bistro gift card. But first, I was just outside and I can speak to the fact that it... Have you been out?
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. Rich
Thomas Weather. During spring break, it's just terrible. I remember what it was like when spring break was cold. It just, timing is everything.
I remember when you were in Chicago, we were just dying for this whole week off, and it was in April, late April.
Right.
And it rained every day. I mean, it was a cold, wet rain, five straight days.
Well, let me tell you about spring break in Ohio very briefly. When you're looking on the TV and you're seeing kids playing on the beach in, college kids in Florida, and you're looking out your window and trying to decide which snowdrift is your car, that's not a good spring break. But no snow for us. Sunshine, a little breezy today, but not nearly as windy as yesterday. Yesterday was just a windy day. In fact, even too windy for kite flying yesterday. High today around 57. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature near freezing. Another frosty start to Wednesday morning. And then a chilly day for March tomorrow with a high temperature only up to about 56, but the breeze will make it seem colder tomorrow. Looks like a freeze or maybe even... a little below, I'm saying 31 on Thursday morning. A little warmer Thursday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. I think we're in the 70s on Friday. Chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday and over the weekend. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not a washout weekend, but the threat of showers and storms will be around. Right now, I'm looking around the area. We just had sunrise here, 6 minutes ago. We got Troy at 30, Prattville and Alexander City at 33. It's clear in 36 now at Montgomery Regional Airport, 704. You know, right around the corner is graduation time, and also big wedding time here in the springtime, right? Lots of weddings, you know.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is coming up. You want to check out Bryson's Fine Jewelry, where if you're looking for diamond engagement rings, Art Deco jewelry, antique estate jewelry, visit Bryson's Fine Jewelry. The owner comes from a family that's been in the jewelry business for over 100 years. They have a vast knowledge of their products. They can help you out because when I go in there, I just need help. I don't know a lot about jewelry. They're going to help you out. They're the area's leading bridal jeweler, including bridal sets, engagement rings, semi-mount rings, wedding bands, and solitaires. They're doing things the way they used to be done at Bryson's Fine Jewelry. Hey, check out their 5-year interest-free financing, which is available every day. Visit Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway, next to Costco, open Monday through Saturday, including today from 10 to 7, and brysonsfinejewelry.com.
All right, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Random Facts. I already have my convoluted intro ready.
Oh? Okay, good.
All I have to do is...
What is it?
An intro? That's when you bring something on the air that nobody's ever heard. Do we do a bracket here? At Blue One or anybody? I remember somebody in the sales department.
Jerome might do one.
Oh. We bet $10 billion on this event. I remember the first time, I've never really been a big basketball fan because freakishly tall people shoving a ball through a hole has never really been my thing. The first 100 points, they're the best in any basketball game. But we will gamble about $10 bucks. 97% of that $10 billion is gambled illegally.
Hmm.
Not through Nevada.
And then they always talk about lost time at the office, the lost hours.
Well, and people get passionately involved in colleges they never attended. Nobody in their family ever attended. They just wanted to win because that's who they picked in their bracket. And the person that usually wins the office pool is somebody who... has no clue. They're just, checking a box and putting in their money, and everybody else is buying inside tips, tip sheets, that kind of stuff. So they have the edge in it.
You always hear from these teams that you never hear from in basketball, in football, or anything. What's the one that starts with a G?
Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Little teams. Like that. And they seem to get in there a lot, right? Did they make it? I don't know.
Gonzaga's a regular, yeah. Where is Gonzaga?
Gonzaga?
Anybody ever met anybody that went to Gonzaga?
No.
Gonzaga Bulldogs are the intercollegiate men's basketball program representing Gonzaga University.
Yeah.
Their arena stadium is the McCarthy Athletic Center, which is in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, that took forever to figure out.
You'd never hear the name of the school except at this time of the year.
Right?
I think it's made up. I think it's one of those mail-in university places and get your degree.
Where'd you go?
The 10 best cities to be a college basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That's of course.
North Carolina is. They won the championship last year. They've won 6 altogether.
And then Duke's right around there.
Yep. That's, Duke is not far.
That's a hot bid.
Durham, they're number 4.
Mm-hmm.
We should have counted these down. What the hell do we install these for if we don't use them?
Number 5.
Lexington, Kentucky.
We sure.
That's where the Wildcats play. They have 8 titles.
Number 4.
Durham, where Duke is.
Number 3.
Los Angeles, primarily because of UCLA, which has won 11 titles. Most of those were done under John Wooden. They have not won a title since 1995.
Number 2.
Lawrence, Kansas, where the Jayhawks come from. They have won 3 titles. And
number 1.
Chapel Hill.
You remember when Bear Bryant used to be a coach, was a football coach at Kentucky? They had a very successful year, and he got a watch. The coach of the basketball team, he got a Cadillac. That's where he read the writing on the wall about the priorities at Kentucky that he went to
Bear. Yeah. Now you get a $10 million contract if you're the successful head coach. Isn't that what Nick is making?
Oh.
He's the highest paid state employee.
He is, yeah.
Pretty sure.
Massive.
They'll pay him whatever he asks for.
Oh, of course.
And the donors will pick up the slack on that. All right, we are at 7:09. We have news. We'll take a look at the roads, and then Jay will be here with random facts following my convoluted introduction.
I got him ready to go.
He's all set. Friends, we have a product made right here in town on Coffee Street. Well, it's the most woke street in the River Region.
Most woke. Use the term woke.
It's near Decaf Circle, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure I'm using that term correctly, but I see it all the time, and you know what? It annoys me, to be real honest with you. Woke. Sounds like some millennial term for awareness, right?
It's Being aware.
Well, then let me make you aware that Southern Shutter has had their factory there since 1964, established kind of as a sideline by a Montgomery police officer who liked to make shutters. Mm-hmm. And he just had so many people ask him to make shutters, he set up a factory. And it's still thriving today, and he is still around to see the fruits of his efforts and success. And they make the best shutters on the planet. Their shutters that are in demand by contractors all over North America, Europe, and other locations. But you get yourself a great deal right here. You know Hunter. You've met him, right?
Yeah, he's a buddy. Yeah,
he is a great guy.
He's a good baseball fan, too. And he likes bobblehead stuff.
We have to take him to a game this year and see the biscuit.
He's a bobblehead.
Call Hunter at 294-1258 and get the local deal and consult on installation. If you go to southernshutter.com, what you see there is exactly what you can have in your home. They look that good, and I have followed the process from beginning to end. From the You're No Good wood machine, where they eliminate any wood that's got weakness, they bring cedars in from the Pacific Northwest woods that grow in harsh climates so they can survive. That's why they can last 30 years, as one of our listeners told us. So they come with the best guarantee on the planet. SouthernShutter.com is where you see them. Hunter is who you call when you're ready to order. 294-1258, Southern Shutter. com. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. For the second time in a week, Prattville police have arrested a juvenile for threatening an area school. You might remember we told you of a 12-year-old girl who was arrested for making 2 terrorist threats on social media. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville's junior and high schools. Police have declined in Prattville to grant any interviews, though, regarding this latest threat. A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on a $1 million bond in Selma, $500,000 for attempted murder, another another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravius Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. And Latrell Alexander has been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Alexander's been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Everything's still looking real good for you. If you're just now heading out to head for work, no problems on the interstate systems. The 31s are looking good. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all cleared. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway looking real good as well. It's March Madness at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. Tacomas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and the hard-to-find Siennas are all on the lot at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Glad you could join us.
You ever wake up in the morning and realize your life is meaningless?
Okay, not a morning person. I get it.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah, they're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
The greatest show on dirt is back. It's time to ride. PRCA Extreme Freestyle Bullfights every night at the 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. March 15th through the 17th at Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly is Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarlane. Kids 12 and under, free on Thursday night. Family four packs for $40 on Friday night. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. C-546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Batchelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Batchelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Batchelor Technologies. Wearebt.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Tim McGraw, and when I'm super thirsty,
I collapse on stage.
Maybe you should try water.
What for?
The best way to stave off dehydration is to drink water.
Well, that seems excessive.
Let me ask you this. What color is your pee?
Lately? Dusty.
Then drink water, you idiot.
I wouldn't even know where to find it.
See that thing popping out of your sink? That's a faucet. It's filled with virtually unlimited amounts of water.
What's the catch?
No catch. Unless you count no more sunken eyes, lack of dry mouth, increased alertness, and you'll be able to produce tears again when you sing your sappy songs.
You've convinced me. I'm going to drink water for my next 30 years.
Good for you, Tim. Maybe someday all celebrities will drink water and none of you will collapse again.
And now,
what are you doing? Stick around for some
random.
What are we doing?
The streak continues.
Oh, man.
Aren't you going to miss that while you're...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no.
There's always the app, you know.
Did you know that in the 1908 London Olympics, the Russian team arrived 12 days late?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fashionable.
When they go through Atlanta?
That's good. They missed their most favorite event because they were still following the Julian calendar rather than the Gregorian calendar.
Oh, see.
What a mistake.
See.
Yep.
Siri, which calendar am I on? No, I'm sorry.
Do you know the difference between a pond and a lake?
Yes.
Okay. It's good that you know it. I didn't ask what it was. I just asked if you knew.
What is the difference between a pond and a lake?
Tell him, Greg.
A pond is
polywogs.
Temporary.
Oh,
and a lake is permanent.
Oh.
A pond, for example, you could have one in your driveway after a heavy rain.
Uh-huh.
We had a pond in our yard.
Right.
But there's no pond now.
Yeah.
So that's...
We had a lake back out here before they fix that drainage system.
Yeah.
What about a cement pond?
A cement pond. Okay, I know that's wrong. So.
Right. Okay, the difference between a pond and a lake is depth.
Depth?
Depth.
Depth.
As in Johnny?
As
Johnny Depth.
Okay, so...
Send this man off.
According to the study of water bodies, ponds are shallow enough where plants could grow across the entire surface. This area where plants grow is known as the photic zone, meaning that the sun rays can reach the bottom of a pond.
Oh.
If the sun rays can reach the bottom of a pond of a body of water, it is a pond.
Mm-hmm.
That way the photosynthetic cells can process the sunlight and...
Whereas a lake, some of the sun can hit the bottom of the lake bed,
uh-huh.
But there are parts of a lake that are deeper where the sun cannot reach.
I see.
So there's your difference between a lake and a pond.
Okay,
hang on, I gotta find out.
It's sun rays on Golden Pond.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, photosynthesis. That's not the word I want. There's a photo.
What are you looking up?
I'm looking at photosynthetic. I know there's a word that describes that process, but I guess it's photosynthesis.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Where plants turn sunlight into...
Somehow I got Jurassic Park mixed in with...
Oh, okay. Did you... Another nature one for you. Did you know that all mason bees are solitary? It means that each female is a queen who does all of the chores. She can't gather pollen or nectar, can't lay eggs, gather mud, and defend her... Her home. I'll just say her home. They call it her hole, but it's her home. So she doesn't. They're extremely gentle, and they allow you to get inches from their nesting without fear of being stung.
Mm.
Of course, because I think that they're also in that same situation as other bees, where if they sting you, they die.
I didn't know about mason bees. Do they have secret handshakes and stuff like that?
Yeah, right.
They put their honey in jars.
Did you know that the UK asked America to give back the original Winnie the Pooh bear, and America said no? We're keeping him.
Well, good for us.
We're keeping him.
Make America great again.
Did you watch that movie yet?
Christopher Robinson, I have not.
Yeah.
No.
Did you know that in the New York Harbor, among many other strange finds, the Army Corps of Engineers have once located a grand piano...
and a giraffe carcass.
In the where?
The New York Harbor.
Huh.
Yeah.
A giraffe carcass.
Piano could have slipped off like the Slocum or one of those ships that tipped over in the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
That would explain that. The giraffe, I'm not so sure about.
The giraffe, I don't know. Yeah. Did you know when the president travels outside of North America in Air Force One, an E-4B plane, known as the Night Watch or Doomsday plane, deploys to an airport within the vicinity of the president's destination. It is a mobile command post for the National Command Authority to be available in the event of a world crisis.
That's cool. I love stuff like this.
Yeah.
You remember when SAC used to have a squadron of bombers in the air at all times?
Oh, yeah. That's beautifully illustrated in...
Failsafe?
Failsafe, and to a lesser extent in...
Strategic Air Command.
Well, Why I Learned to Love the Atomic Bomb, that movie with Peter Sellers, where he plays the three roles. It's basically two different takes on the same topic. One's funny, one's
dramatic. Dr. Strangelove, I guess.
That's it, jeez.
And you got Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. It's an amazing place. I don't know if we still do that, though, if we still have B-52s.
No, they're not. That's stopped. And I don't know what year that stopped, but they don't do that anymore.
Did you know of John Joe Gray?
No.
He was involved in what is considered the longest law enforcement standoff in U.S. history. It lasted just under 15 years before the charges were dropped. The standoff began when Gray jumped bail after being indicted on two counts of felony assault. During a traffic stop in Anderson County, he allegedly attacked a Texas trooper. A struggle ensued after the trooper reached for a .357 caliber handgun in the car in which Gray was riding. Anti-government pamphlets and references to setting off a bomb on a highway overpass near Dallas were found in the vehicle. Gray was charged with two felonies. And after promising to have no access to weapons while awaiting hearing, he was out on bail when the judge held his bond insufficient and ordered the rearrest of John Joe Gray. The local sheriff said that he's not worth it. 10 of him is not worth going up there and getting one of my young deputies killed. So, yeah.
15 years.
Yeah, he currently lives on a 50-acre wooded ranch in Trinidad, Texas.
Hmm.
Well, as long as he's not causing any trouble.
Right. Just leave him alone.
Let it go.
Did you know? Okay, we talk about Tide Pods now, but in 1939, there was a trend... A lot less dangerous, I think, than Tide Pods, but it's a trend nonetheless that was very odd, sweeping across American colleges. It involved the swallowing of live goldfish.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
For a dare or publicity, one guy swallowed 67 goldfish in 14 minutes.
Oh, man.
Another one set the record in one sitting by swallowing 89.
Oh, man.
I just don't like, you know, I know it can't. Well, if you do enough of anything, it'll kill you. I just don't like the idea of swallowing something that could be flapping around inside my stomach, you know?
And you'd probably swear off seafood for a long time.
It's just... I can't pronounce this bird's name, but it's the hooded... Patui?
Patui?
Hooded patui.
Hooded patui. Well, what about the hooded patui?
P-I-T-O-H-U-I.
P-I-O.
No, P-I-T.
P-I-T.
O-H-U-I.
Patui.
Patui?
Very close.
Patui. Patui.
I took down phonics, so I know this stuff.
Anyway, it's from New Guinea. Okay. It's a songbird whose skin contains a neurotoxin powerful enough to numb the hands if not handheld with gloves. If not handled with gloves. Some scientists believe the birds may rub the toxin on their eggs to protect them, but the true purpose of that... ability is still up for debate. They don't really know why. So,
what kind of songs do they sing?
Yeah. Karaoke.
Oh, that's awful.
Karaoke.
Sorry.
Karaoke. Here's a. This was a cringy one for me. It might be to you too, but marathon runners routinely lose their toenails due to bruising and friction. The constant rubbing and bruising on your toes eventually cause the nails to dislodge and fall off.
Oh, man.
Doctors refer to it as runner's toe, and it is a common annoyance for marathon runners.
Reminds me, I have to get with Emily on Manny and Petty Day. It's got to happen soon.
Oh, that's right, before the wedding. Yeah.
I've been ordered, yes.
And you have to have like two sessions ahead of time, from what I understand. I don't know. She'll tell you when she gets here. So
look at these nails.
And finally, did you know that even anticipating exercise elevates your breathing and heart rate, increasing blood flow, dilating blood vessels, and jump-starting energy pathways?
All right, I'm going to anticipate it today.
Just anticipating exercise will do that for you. Those are your random facts.
Do you have the same reactions when you're anticipating
that?
I get the same reaction when I'm anticipating whatever food you have. Brought for us.
How do we do today? Oh, you haven't even talked.
Well, man,
you were worried about it.
I came up here and I completely lost track of pretty much doing my facts and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
We got a little sidetracked.
We
were sidetracked. All right. It was a great burger. Thank you.
Coming up, we will do a $10 food outlet pop. I said pop. Quiz question. I have to find the food outlet specials so I know which I speak.
Last day of these specials, by the way.
Yes, this being Tuesday. We're going to go over to a food outlet on Thursday, I think it is, around 1 o'clock, and shoot some video for social media.
Oh, nice.
Because there are so many things. They want me to do it because I know the place inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you going to be buying chicken tenders? Can they let you do that?
I could, but here's the thing. I have not only the tenders I buy every week, but I have about six packages in the freezer, mm-hmm. just in case.
In case there's a shortage of chicken tenders.
That's right.
You know, I could show up here with five other things missing, but I refuse to show up here.
Wherever he goes, there's always, within a close proximity, an A-4B aircraft with chicken tenders.
Yeah, no,
I'm always close by. That's the one thing I will not run out of. And I like to eat them, too. You know, you grill them.
I do, too.
A little honey mustard sauce on them.
I was giving her chicken tenders yesterday for lunch, and she looked at me, put one in my mouth, and I was going, I'm allowed to eat these, too. She was like, hey, aren't those mine?
Hey. We need to do the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. We'll have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. Jot it down and get ready to redeem it this afternoon during happy hour. And win yourself a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's restaurants. First, let's get the forecast, then we'll do the pop quiz question.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Well, it's cold out there this morning. It's frosty, certainly a frost on some grassy areas and on some vehicles this morning. I think it's going to be frosty again tomorrow morning. In fact, we're below freezing at Troy at 30 right now. Prattville and Alexander City around 33. Our forecast for today is a chilly one. Sunshine. Well, not as chilly as yesterday. That wind yesterday. Wow. That wind was going up to 30 miles per hour at times. Not as windy today with a high temperature around 57. That is still way too cool for March. Way too cool for spring break. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature near freezing by first thing tomorrow morning right around dawn. And then a chilly day tomorrow for March with a high temperature only up to about 56, and the breeze will make it seem cooler tomorrow. Then looks like we'll be near or below freezing on Thursday morning. I've got us at 31. A little warmer Thursday afternoon. High in the upper 60s. We'll be in the 70s on Friday and Saturday. It could be a late day shower or thunder shower Friday. A better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. And at times over the weekend, it will be wet. It's not going to be a washout weekend, but temperatures will be much warmer by then. Right now, clear skies, northwest winds at 4 miles per hour. Temperature is 36 at 7:31. And I want to talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Leuchart, because they're ready to go now. And, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you call, they're ready to go at Plumbing by Leuchart, and they're never going to charge you overtime, because we all know that plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. They have, for the last two decades or more, have been second to none in the River Region for their plumbing expertise. They're great folks. They're prompt. They're professional. They're courteous. They clean up after themselves. They even call me on the phone and say, we're on the way. They've been in the AC and heating business at Leuchart since 1976, but
their plumbing department, and not everybody knows they're, you know, they have the plumbing department, but they're just great, and I can highly recommend them. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at Luke Wire. Do you know what problems could be lurking behind, you know, like behind your dishwasher, behind the sink there? You know, they'll do a whole house plumbing inspection for you like they did at my house. Call 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with today's pop quiz. Here with today's question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right, we're looking for two things on this one. Among many finds in the New York Harbor, the Army Corps of Engineers located two specific things that we mentioned. What were those two things?
Good question. Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. I mean, I want to see that board light up like a Christmas tree right now. The two items that Jay mentioned that were found in New York Harbor, 272-9228, en español, that's the Rico, tres, tres, cuatro, dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, dos, ocho, and then 10 bucks free shopping at Food Outlet. And that goes a long way. Those ribeyes at 674. We'll check traffic when I come back. I expect to see a wiener.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's still holding tight. No problems on the interstate systems. We're not seeing anything on any of the major roadways around the capital city. Prattville's looking good. Wetumpka's looking good. The 31's down to Troy and over to Prattville looking good as well. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That happy music means it's time to find us a winner on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. And Pratt Vegas, you get first crack at this one. What do you think the winning answer is?
The piano one, the giraffe carcass.
Yes, right.
That is the winning answer, and you have won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Very nice.
Close attention. That is your reward.
What year did Russia show up 8 days late at the Olympics? Do you know?
The only thing I heard this morning was the piano one.
Okay. All right. That's all right. That's all right. You're a winner. That's right.
And that's apparently all you needed to hear.
No, if you had answered the next question, you would have won a three-men and a lady scholarship to the community college of your choice, but unfortunately you didn't have that information. So hang on, Jay is going to tighten you up with those tickets. Jam up a jelly tight. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB.
How you feeling?
I feel like a horrible person.
No,
I don't know when I've overslept like that before.
Well, so we were ringing the phone and we were worried.
I know. I haven't even checked Facebook, but I had 15 missed calls and over 20 text messages.
Yeah. What's your name? I had a feeling it was just the time change and adjusting to that, because it's very hard for some.
Say it again?
For some reason. And I talked to a couple of other people that said the exact same thing yesterday. I had and usually it's just the opposite, but I had a much tougher time adjusting to falling back last November than I did springing forward this year. I'm fine. I slept well.
Yeah.
I've had no trouble at all, but I know how tough it can be, especially for youths.
I worked late yesterday, and coming off of a weekend of doing work.
Have you ever? I think every parent listening can relate to this, where you can't find your child. Maybe you're in a store. Maybe it's just in the house, because this happened with Goose once when she was about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Janelle? Now we had a pool. We checked that. She had to swim, so that shouldn't have been a problem. And we couldn't find her, so I went running out the front door, and has anybody seen Janelle? And within 2 minutes, every neighbor, everybody is combing the neighborhood looking for Goose. And I am literally experiencing full panic here, expecting the worst.
Yep, we already had our winner.
We go back in the house, And I mean, keep in mind, I'm calling. I'm fairly loud. I'm fairly audible when I'm at full volume.
So. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a conundrum, though.
And she's in the back bedroom. She was in the closet looking for something. She was in the house the whole time.
Well,
but the feeling is this: you get so filled with fear and worry and concern that you wanna spank her for putting you through, but then you can't because you're so glad she's there.
Mm-hmm. I tried to call as many people as I could back on the way here, and
we're just happy to see
you.
Yeah,
that's you had no problem with any of us.
I don't do that. Like, I don't. I could have been out until 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd still be here. I'd be in terrible shape, but I would be here. I've never done that. Well, so, I feel really, really, really.
Well, we got
really
your
bad.
Text. It was such a relief.
Yes. I'm so sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
And we don't even want to spank you. So. Well, Jake.
Speak for yourself.
you missed some great random facts and timeline.
I heard the random facts on the way in. There was, when y'all started the pond and lake thing, and Greg was trying to explain, I was like, no. No, that's not how it works, because we have two ponds on my grandpa's farm.
I was just trying to show off what a good essay question answerer I was in school. I could BS my way into pretty much anything. See, we have some callers hanging out here. Isabella, good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Isabella. I met your mom yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. I did. I told her that she needed to talk to us so you could come by sometime and meet everybody.
You there?
Hello? Isabella?
Uncle Weather is talking to you.
Uncle Weather?
Yeah, we want to meet you, Isabella. Are you on spring break?
Yes.
What you going to do on spring break? Were you got anything planned? You going anywhere?
No.
No?
Going to my grandmother.
Well, that's always fun.
That could be fun.
Well, grandparents are great for letting you get away with things that mom and dad won't.
Yeah.
Say what? What'd you say, Isabella?
I get to go outside.
You don't get to go outside, or you do?
I don't.
Oh.
Well, we can start lobbying on your behalf.
Yes.
You can ask Grandpa for some money. Grandpa's usually do that.
Is your mom or your one of your grandparents around right now?
My mom is.
Okay. Jay, do you want to talk to her mom off air?
Yeah, I can talk to Tammy.
Set up a day?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And that way you can do something fun on your spring break.
There
you
Bring go. Her by Camp Scott. And for a mere $30 a day, your child will learn a craft and eat great food from the Blue Water vending machine.
Isabella, I'm going to put you on hold. Can you get your mom on the phone?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
You're up mighty early on spring break. Yeah.
Crawdad.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Morning.
Glad you're all safe and sound, Amy. I mean, Emily.
Also, a lot of those text messages said, where are you at, Amy? So, yeah. No, I'm fine. I found my phone. It said 647. I freaked out. I got out of bed, and then I had all the calls and text messages.
It's the worst moment in a morning man's radio life is to wake up and see daylight.
See sunlight in your eye.
Freaked
and
out.
Say, I was supposed to sign on station at 3:55.
It still happens, but then I realize, it's Saturday.
Yeah, right.
So everything is okay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went down to the islands and came back and had something that they bought duty-free and brought me a Tortuga, which means turtle in Spanish, Tortuga brand little rum cake. And it was awesome. And I looked them up, and they make all kind of things. They've got gourmet coffees. They got the little cakes. They even have rum fudge.
Oh, wow.
So, Rich, if you happen to see that little gold-colored package and it says Tortuga, and you would be able to get a really good price on the duty-free stuff.
All right.
Remember during tropical storm season, they were always referencing the dry Tortugas.
Uh-huh. That's just beyond Key West.
Right.
Yeah.
Off to the, I believe, west.
Yeah.
Crawdad, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. Here's Kathy.
Hello. I was on hold, and I didn't want to hang up.
Well, that's very nice.
So I thought I'd say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And I hope y'all have a great day.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
Likewise, Kathy. You take care. All right, it's 7:41. We got Fox Business. When we come back, we'll have today's Baumhauer's winning word, and then we'll launch the conundrum.
Blocked Broadcom's hostile merger with Qualcomm, citing concerns about national security. President Trump issued the order. Broadcom is based in Singapore and plans to relocate in the U.S. The U.S. panel that reviews foreign purchases of American companies says the merger could weaken Qualcomm and the U.S. tech industry's development of the 5G wireless network. The Wall Street Journal has reported that Intel is hoping Broadcom's merger fails so Intel can buy Broadcom. All three companies make chips. More than 1,000 Amazon workers in Spain are planning to strike tomorrow and Thursday. The unions representing the workers claim Amazon is planning to block raises and reduce employees' rights. The Dow dropped 157 points yesterday, but the NASDAQ was up 27. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Life moves pretty fast.
Now I need a new sidekick.
Here's some advice for you, friend. Don't press your luck.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A+ of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Montgomery Subaru, Montgomery Eye Physicians, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location today at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 11:30 to 1.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Did they have to announce that I'm the returning two-time champion of the March Madness office bracket? It was painful enough when I won, since everyone knows that I know nothing about basketball. And the guys really give me stink eye. It's too bad, because I really like one of them. Hey, maybe I should say I want to discuss picks with him. I wish there was an office dating bracket. I could go out with two guys, then one makes it to the next level. Oh boy, if a guy had said that and someone heard it, women would get so mad. I'm going to keep that one to myself. All right, let's pick some teams. Now, I remember my brother saying you can't beat the Gamecocks, so I'll pick them. Or maybe that was a punchline to one of his jokes. Ugh, either way, who cares? I'm just playing like everyone else does, to beat the mundane boredom of yet another workday. And hopefully win $100 so I can have an extra piece of apple pie.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
gooey. Gooey. You have to say it that way.
I love the way you said that.
Gooey. And of course, if you haven't tried gooey fries, you have not lived, my friends. And that is a feature of Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And something I bring home to my stepson, because if I show up without the buttermilk chicken tenders and the gooey fries, which are covered with creamy blanco cheese and bacon crumbs and that side of homemade buttermilk ranch dressing, well, I may as well just go right back and get it. So
I'm starving, and that sounds so good right now.
They are. And try and get an order of gooey fries, and it looks pretty overwhelming at first, and then say, I can't finish that. And then before you know it, you're picking that last crumb of bacon, because nobody wastes a crumb of bacon. So all you need is that word, gooey, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon at 272-9228, and you want a $20 Baumhauer gift card.
If you are hungry, there's food downstairs for you.
I thought I missed breakfast.
You did not miss breakfast.
Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become the new Secretary of State. This is a Donald Trump tweet. He'll do a fantastic job. Thanks, Rex Tillerson, for your service.
Okay, so there's a change there. I think Tillerson,
first woman chosen, Gina Haspel,
is new director of the CIA.
Tillerson got sick in Africa.
Did he?
Oh yeah, that was over the weekend. He didn't quit. I think his health forced him out.
Oh,
he was traveling in Africa and felt it was the big story on Drudge. I think it was Saturday. So I think this is a health decision on Tillerson's part.
Mm.
So. Things change. 7:49 is the time.
Isn't it, though? Bless it.
And, let's see. We got to do the conundrum. We want to do it.
I like that middle one there.
Yeah, I like it, too. And that's the one we're going to do. So, Maestro, a little conundrum music, please. Nobody uses the word Maestro anymore. Oh, but that reminded me, I got to tell you something. Today's conundrum. 21% of dogs, 1 out of 5... and almost 1 out of 10 cats do this. About 1 out of 5 dogs and almost 1 out of 10 cats do this. What is this thing that they do? And it's not boo. 272-9228 is the number. We start taking calls now, and it's a double prize today. We got a $10 Steve Bistro gift card and 2 or 4 tickets for Comic-Con today. Two? All right. So it's a double prize, $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and 2 tickets to Comic-Con for the correct answer, 272-9228. Operators are standing by right now, and while the operator is standing by doing that,
Mr. Sandman,
you queue up those calls while we talk to Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. Our sale continues. We're rolling through a bunch of merchandise, and that's a good thing, but there's still a good selection left and great products. Beds, headboards, mattresses, pillows. Come see us. We've got to get it going, and it's winding down because putting in carpet Monday, and then we'll start redoing our showrooms, I believe. So now it's time to get a deal on a mattress or bed or pillow, whatever you need for the bedroom.
I need a bed that'll eject me out at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You got one?
Actually, you have a bed that'll spring her.
It hadn't arrived yet, but I've got one on order. It's an adjustable base, but it'll actually stand you up.
Wow. And push it towards the door.
It'll stand you up, slide you out of the bed, and I've got them on order, but they haven't actually hit the market yet. But
you just let me know.
We'll take one.
We needed one last night, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. I can understand it. This daylight saving time kind of screws everybody up a little bit for a while.
Yep. Yeah.
Legitimately, we've got a lot of great mattresses I've got to get rid of, and got a few of the smoked up ones that originally sold for anywhere from $1,800 to almost $3,000 that I'm getting rid of the floor samples really cheap. So if you need a great mattress, come see me. And on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass, just down from Faulkner University on the opposite side of the road, and in Millbrook, we're 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, next to a Citgo gas station in a little shopping center. And they've got great deals and a lot of floor samples to clear out also. So come see us. We'd love to help you, and we've had a lot of happy customers this week.
All right, we hope to make your move back home as easy as we can.
I appreciate that. And I'll see y'all later. Thanks.
Take care, Mr. Sandman. All right, it is 7:53. And we have some calls in the conundrum. We're getting 1 out of 5 dogs and almost 1 out of 10 cats do this. What is this that they do? And Jacob, you're the first.
Hack up hairballs.
Hack up hairballs, like snots. Is that the correct answer? But it's a good start. Thank you so much. 272-9228. And again, for this, 2 tickets to Comic-Con and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 1 out of 5 dogs, almost 1 out of 10 cats do this. Ethel.
Sleep with their owners.
Oh, now that's good. That's a good one.
That's kind of trampled. They'll sleep with anybody. That is not the winning answer on this, but that's a good guess. Thank you so much. 272-9228. Now, so much of our vast audience owns pets.
Uh-huh.
And don't overthink this one. You know, it's...
Should we tell him if Bailey does or doesn't do this?
Well, you can.
I don't know the answer, so I can't tell you if Loretta and Irene do it. Can I see it?
No.
No, you got to stay in the dark on this one.
The middle one.
Oh, okay.
Bailey does this. Uh-huh. She's one of the 1 out of 5 dogs that does this.
Briscoe is 1 out of 5 dogs, but Mangedweenie, my little hench, does not.
Okay.
By the way, the 14th will be Hershey's 12th birthday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 14th.
Oh, man.
Mangedweenies.
I got to cancel the trip.
Are you looking for a reason to not go? All right, let's go to Hank next on this at 272-9228. Hank, what is this thing that 1 in 5 dogs and almost 1 in 10 cats do?
I'm going to say sounds like they're talking when they make noise.
Sounds like they're talking.
That's good.
That is not it, but it's a good guess. Yeah. We'll take it. Thanks, 272-9228. Chris?
Love their owner.
Love their owner?
Only one?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Like, 1 in 10
cats? You know,
cats
are evil.
Because,
you know?
It's true.
You're reminding me of Cousin Eddie's description of snots.
You better let him finish.
Yeah. Thanks for the quality image. Marsha.
Hi. Hey. Good morning, Marsha. Play fat?
Fetch.
I don't know what cats do that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, except it's the owner that goes fetching for the cat. That's a good guess.
My dad has a flame point Siamese named Bear, and he will bring this little plush ball to my dad and have daddy throw it, and Bear will go get it and run it back to dad, and they do that forever. He's
cool.
Like a dog cat.
That's cool.
He is important.
My dogs like to chase him and bring it back. And maybe other dog owners have had the same experience. They bring it back, the item that you threw for them.
Uh-huh.
They happily went and chased. And then when you go to take it out of their mouth, they back up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving it back to you.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. It's very annoying. They want to keep playing, but I need the thing out of your mouth to be able to throw it again.
She'll go get a toy, but she won't. I throw a ball, and she looks at me like, what the hell are you doing now?
James.
Just had it.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
How are you?
All right. Anybody guess eat poo?
No, gross.
Oh.
Nah.
No.
All right.
And I said but Bailey does it, but it Bailey, does Haley doesn't do that.
Yeah. Hank.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to say uses the bathroom, uses the toilet inside.
Oh.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But Bo Holt's cat does that.
Just like Robert De Niro's cat in those Fokker
movies.
Meet the Parents,
yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Here is Jacob.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Would it be hiding their food?
Sorry, it's not hiding the food. Again, 1 in 5 dogs, almost 1 out of 10 cats do this.
Bailey has done it on this radio program before.
There you go.
Yes.
Randy, what do you think?
I think it's by their owner.
Bite the owner? Bite the hand that feeds them?
Correct.
Not it, but interesting guess. And Dennis.
How about drool?
Drool?
Drool.
Okay.
Could that be it?
Could be.
Ew.
No.
That's not it.
Thank you for calling. That sound effect is so versatile, isn't it? All right, we got to take a break here for the top of the hour. We got Fox News coming up. We'll come back to this. Think about it. 1 in 5 dogs, almost 1 out of 10 cats do this. 272-9228.
Attention, Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock, Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy. I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me. Dr. Summers solutions are determined by each patient's medical